Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his insightful message titled Why Jesus Died on the Cross under the subtitle Secrets to an Abundant Life. Yesterday, he explained that the abundant lifestyle is a lifestyle of holiness as exhibited by Christ himself. Today, he speaks about a lifestyle of humility and how we can live out this life as Christ did. Let's join in.
Number two, what did they see? John chapter 1 talks about the first time that John the Baptist saw Jesus. And this is what he saw. John 1:29, let's read. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming to him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man before me, which is preferred before me. Verse 32, he said, And I knew him not, but that he might be made manifest to Israel, therefore I might come baptizing with water. The word manifest comes again. He says, the Lamb of God, we take out away the sin of the world. John was baptizing people at the River Jordan, and he didn't know Jesus, but he saw him for the first time. When he saw him, he said, this guy doesn't come from here. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Son of God. He said, I knew him not. He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. So when he saw Jesus, do you know what he saw? In the realm of the Spirit, he saw a lamb. That's what he saw. Now, in Israel, the lamb stood for one thing: humility and sacrifice. So, what he saw was a very humble, sacrificial man. And he said, this man is so humble. He must be a child of God. He doesn't come from here. The lifestyle of the kingdom. Humility. Jesus was a very humble man. If Jesus had been a charismatic pastor, three angels would be guarding him with fire around them. Angels will be his bodyguards. They will be following him around. And they will be revolving. Then fire. You hear wind. You yourself, you see a powerful man has come. Imagine somebody who is God. If it had been you or me, look. Me, I would say I would like to walk in the air so that when I'm coming, people will see that somebody is coming. That's what I would like to do. I like to walk in the air. When he saw the lamb, the humility, he said, this guy doesn't come from here. God told him, you'll see only one sign. He said, look for the lamb. He said, as soon as you see it, it is the sign that this man, he doesn't come from here. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. In lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, every man also on the things of others. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, in other words, he did not demand it, to be made equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Verse 9 says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, verse 10 says, everything should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In this verse, or in these verses, the Bible talks about the humility of Christ. If we are to live this lifestyle, when people see us, look, they must see a lamb. Because when Jesus saw Pilate, he saw a fox. He said, go and tell Pilate the fox. When John the Baptist saw the Pharisees and Sadducees in John 3:6, he said, you brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He saw anacondas and vipers. If we are supposed to lead this lifestyle of humility, how are we supposed to express it? The verses I read tells you how it starts. Number one, it's a mindset. Tell someone it's a mindset. Let this mind be in you. In other words, the way you think about yourself and others. Very important. Let this mind be in you. Philippians 2:5. So for us to express this kingdom, humility starts with the way you think. Because ultimately, the way you behave will be dependent on the way you think. So number one is a mindset. How you think about people, how you think about yourself. Number two, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Philippians 2:3. In lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. So number two, your decisions. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Then he says, don't make decisions or do things out of strife or do things out of pride. Two things. You know, let me take a very practical situation. Let's say you are married. You can do things out of strife. Let's say you have a disagreement with your husband. And when you have that disagreement, you begin to sing a worship song. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. And your husband calls you, Sarah. Say, please don't waste my time. I worship. You see, you are singing, but it's out of strife. God doesn't enjoy that kind of singing. Stop that singing. In this mindset, the Bible says you make up your mind. I will not make any decision out of strife. My motivation will not be that I'm fighting with somebody. Now, some people even have stopped coming to church because they are fighting with somebody in the church. Yes. You fought from your home and now you have come to the church. Strife. Me, I don't know, you know, when I was sick, nobody visited me. So me, they said, me, I've stopped. When you are sick, they don't mind you. You, who did you visit? You. Has somebody ever fallen ill that you have visited a person before? Decisions out of strife, they are not kingdom decisions. They are fleshy decisions. Your flesh is leading you. Divine, it says nothing. It's amazing. It's an extreme command. Nothing be done through strife. The next example, it says vainglory, which is pride. It said Jesus did not make decisions out of pride. If he was making decisions out of pride, when he was crucified on the cross, the thief that was insulting him, he would have told you, do you know who I am? When I resurrect, you and me, there's going to be trouble. But you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You are angry with somebody you have not spoken for 4 days. You are proud. That's why you have not spoken for 4 days. Decisions. Number three, he says, in lowliness of mind, Philippians 2:3, lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. The third thing it says that always see everybody superior to you. You know, Jesus was very radical. I mean, the Bible is a very radical book. Because, you know, sometimes when you look at yourself, you see some people, you say, no, me, I'm higher than this person. Yes. I mean, even the way the person dresses, the kind of work that the person does, when you look at the person, you say, no, I am higher. But when Jesus, who is God, who created the world, came to the earth, he didn't select a five-star hotel. He decided to sleep with animals. Because he said, me, I am lower than everybody here. As long as I'm the earth, I'm from the kingdom. In the kingdom, we reflect humility. I'll be born in a manger, in a stable, with animals. My father will be a carpenter. I've decided that everybody is above me, although I created them. Sometimes when people annoy you, say, do you know who I am? Do you know that you get offended because you think you are somebody? Most of the time we get offended because we feel that you have no right to talk to me like that because you feel we are somebody. But think about it. God came into the world and he behaved as if he was nobody.
Thanks for joining in. Today we learned that to live the abundant lifestyle just as Jesus did, we must have the right mindset and see others as superior. Join us again for another exciting session with Kakwa Baden.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I delivered safely without complications. He said, I asked you to pray for me concerning my delivery, and you did. After I started confessing positive things, to the glory of God, everything I confess has come to pass, including the day and time of delivery. The weight of the baby and the weight of the baby. I had one of the shortest delivery times with no complications and was attended to by the best of doctors. God has blessed my family with a handsome boy. Anytime I see him, my heart is full of joy. And for the first time in my life, after two other deliveries, I got to do the baby naming in church. Thank you and God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Baden. It's that simple. Kakwa Baden AirPower app, on the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakwa Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.